Episode 2747, Are You Wasting Time?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. It's a brand new week. It's a brand new day. So why not get started with your feet planted firmly on a strong foundation within your mind? It's Mindset Monday, and yes, it's all about leadership, stepping in to your purpose, your calling, what God has in store for your life. But the question remains today, are you wasting time? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. So how much of your time are you juggling? You know, there is no perfect time in life, and life is not perfect. But are you wasting time or using it to live your best life? Only if scheduling was that easy, right? What if we could make it all fit together? Only if planning out your life was as easy as following a recipe. Have you cooked something lately? You know, each ingredient would represent the time needed to accomplish the goal at hand. But as you know, change is a constant. And when life happens, so do the plans. Everything needs adjustments. We need to be adaptable to our environment, sometimes the environment that we create within our own mind. And with any adjustments come the problem of time. Do I have enough time? Do I really have what it takes to get to where I want to go? Trying to juggle life puts an enormous amount of stress on the mind. And with the mind stressed, the body soon follows. You can't have life happen without being stressed. You can't move forward when you are only going backward. Life is too short, yet you still have goals to accomplish. You have dreams to live. You have a purpose. You have a calling on your life. Every day, believe it or not, I know, I did this calculation. I had to look like three times. There are 86,400 seconds to live your best selfie, which is 1,440 minutes. That's a lot of minutes. That's each and every day that you have. But we are still limited, aren't we? Steve Jobs says this, "Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary." It's amazing what we can do with our time if we make our time count. But a lot of times we're just giving that time away to whatever. Instagram Reels, hey, they're great. TikTok, I know it's fun. But you have to make the minutes matter. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Make the minutes matter. What you do with your time matters. You're either wasting, spending, or investing time. Think about that for a minute. What are you doing right now? Okay, please tell me you're not wasting it with me. I hope that you sitting here listening to this episode is going to help you take that next step forward. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. So you're investing it. You're not necessarily wasting it, but I mean, come on, be real. What if you are on your Facebook feed? What if you're looking at your Instagram or TikTok? Maybe you're actually making those videos. That's all fine. It's fun to do that, but all the time? If you were to calculate how much time you spent on that little activity, how much time would you gain back? You got to make the minutes matter. Because once when they're gone, they're gone. You can't buy them back. It would be great, but they're lost. So three things I want you to look at when you make the minutes matter. Number one, how are you spending your time? Where are you using all of those minutes? Okay, I had to calculate this before we had this, you know, deep discussion here on this episode. But I broke it down by food, family, and sleep, and then driving and commuting, and then I added a couple other things. So this kind of blew my mind, actually. If you spend 4 hours a day with food and family, that's 240 minutes, okay? If you sleep on average 8 hours a day, that's 480 minutes. Let's say you have 2 hours of driving or commuting, or maybe you're, you know, running some errands in there, whatever, but it's 2 hours of on the road time. That's 120 minutes. That leaves you 600 minutes left. That's 10 hours to do what you desire and what you need. Wow. When I wrote that down, I was like, okay, call me crazy, but we have a lot more time than what we say we do. We just use these excuses and say, yeah, I don't have enough time. Let's see, the children, the spouse, the dishes, the laundry, the house cleaning. Lawn work, because it is summertime. Extra activities. Maybe you're getting ready for vacation, so that's time. You're like, but I still don't have time. Really? Do you? Now, understand here, we didn't put in here if you worked an 8-hour job. So that 10 hours, if you work 9 to 5, if you have an 8-hour job, then guess what? You only have 2 hours left. But it's very interesting to look at this, because what this allows you to do is to really see where you're spending your time. And I looked at this and I'm like, wow, I get 10 hours basically to decide what I want to do. And if that means I want to have a certain budget to live a certain lifestyle, then that might mean that, yes, I'm committed to working 8 hours today and 8 hours the next day and the next day. That is my choice, right? But maybe if you are going to school, oh my goodness, I've got 10 hours to work with. Now, if you have children, their activities, going to their games, prepping for things, that's going to take out of that 10 hours, right? So that 10 hours really isn't a ton, but it does give us a true, honest picture that really, do you have enough time? The answer is yes, but how are you spending it? That's the key. And that was a wake-up call to me. Seriously, I was like, wow, if I really was to really work hard and hone in on where my minutes are, I might be able to get even more out of my day than what I'm saying right now. So it's really kind of cool. So how are you spending your time? Number two, what are your responsibilities and non-negotiables? What areas are you committed to or not willing to give up regardless of what happens? And what I mean by non-negotiables, right? You have responsibilities. So if you have a family, you've got kids, yeah, you're responsible for them. You've got to take care of them. Your non-negotiables are like, okay, come basically H-E double hockey sticks, you're going to make sure that it gets done, right? And you are not going to give that up. That is something that is, you don't give it up. So it might be family time. It might be your job, career, your calling, your purpose. Maybe it's your date night with your spouse. What is it? What is it for you? Maybe it's vacation. You're like, I'm not giving that up. So when you take vacation, then are those hours lost? Do you complain that you don't have enough time? Or are you truly enjoying it because it's family time? Because I know people go on vacation and then they'll come back and talk to me and they're like, gosh, darn it, I just don't have enough time. And I'm thinking, you just took a whole week off. What were you doing? Oh, well, I was with the family and all, but you're still telling me you don't have enough time? Well, yeah, I mean, you know, we just kind of hung out. Well, could you have hung out to do what you wanted to do at certain times during that week off? Right? We're always living in the excuse world. We can't do that anymore. If you have this passion within you, this burning desire, this dream, this goal, whatever it is, you're like, I got to write that book. I got to go start this business. I got to be at home with my kids. I want to homeschool my children. I mean, school's around the corner. I know, me even mention the word school gives me the heebie-jeebies, but it's real life here, right? So you got to look at your responsibilities and your non-negotiables. Number one, are you doing what's right for your season of life, for your family? Remember, it's not for me to judge, right? It's not for me to say this is what you should be doing. I don't know what you should be doing because it's your life to live. I'm here asking the hard questions. I'm here saying, go back and look. How are you spending that time? And then when you break it down, with your responsibilities and your non-negotiables, where does that fit in to your time? Now look at it. Now recalculate. What is it? For me right now, I'm away from home. I'm with my daughter and my grandson. Why? Because they need me. My son-in-law, he is off right now at AT. That is training for the military. And he's going to be gone for an extended period of time. And right now, my grandson and my daughter, they need me. So luckily, I have a lifestyle of which my husband and I have agreed to. This is the life that we've chosen for us to live. So I have that flexibility, that adaptability to be able to come down and serve them and love them when they are in need of it. Now, I can sit here and complain and say, oh my gosh, I don't have enough time to work on my podcast episode. Sometimes I'm too tired, but I do it anyway. It's a responsibility. It's a non-negotiable. But somehow, in those minutes, remember, how many minutes do we have in a day? 1,440 minutes. How are you spending those? Hopefully, you're eating and sleeping, some of them. But what about all the others? Where is it going? And finally, number three, you got to make time for what matters. You have to open your schedule to do what counts. And that goes back to, like my podcast, me sitting with you right now. You matter to me. I'm here every single day with you. Do I miss a day? No. Sometimes technology happens and it comes out later. I don't have control over that. But I am here every single day. You know where to find me, always. Because that's a commitment I've made. And it matters because you matter. So I make sure in my schedule that I have time to set aside. Now, there are times that, guess what? It's going to be a shorter episode. Why? Because I'm on vacation or I'm doing other things or I'm with my grandson. It just depends on the situation. But at no point in time during that particular season, that block, that moment, do I sit there and complain and say, I don't have enough time. It's up to me to make the time for what matters, which means you've got to open up your schedule. And that also means you have to let some things go. You can't do and be everything to everybody. I know I've tried. And let me tell you, my marriage almost failed from it. I almost became the worst mom there ever was on the face of this earth because of it. Even though I was trying to do everything right by them, in retrospect, looking back, I was like, well, was I really doing everything right by them? Or was I hurting him more? I was just totally shoving everything in to a 24-hour period. And I literally tried to take 30 hours into a 24-hour day. Do you know how well that works? It doesn't work very well. You can do it for a while. But it's called burning the candles at both ends. You talk about your body being stressed, your mind being, ooh, yeah. You're not going to do that for very long without someone or something being hurt and damaged. This is me being real with you. You can't get back time, but you can make time. Understand this, you're not restricted to what you see every day, right? You can do anything you want. Dream your dreams. Reach for the impossible. Live out your purpose. Be intentional about your time. But in order to do that, you've got to make the minutes matter. Balance isn't always about getting everything done. It's not about that 30-hour work day that you're trying to squeeze into 24. Balance is prioritizing what is most important at the time. Make time count. And start with where you are now. Do your best to balance your 24 hours in a day. Then practice it. I can't say that enough. You got to practice it. Try to find that happy medium to get you to what you keep saying you're doing. You don't want to be the one who's just kind of talking smack with your mouth but doing nothing with your actions. Seriously. You were created for more, so don't stop waiting for the perfect time. Time's going to get away from you, I promise you. The time is now. Go out and create your now. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.